Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi. Hi, guys.
What's up? What's up?
I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
I'm sleepy TT, but we here. This is the Oprah Rose Show.
The dolls are back.
We're back. 2 weeks in a row. My God. Haven't done that in a little minute.
Since last year,
but as we said, y'all, we are back. As always, like, subscribe, tell a friend. Tell it, and then send us emails or DM us anything that you want to see, hear, notes, to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com and on socials, Oprah Rose Show, the Oprah Rose Show. Just child, type it in, you'll figure it out. Twitter does not have Instagram doesn't have a the, right? Or does... Some don't have a
one of them.
Twitter does not.
You can figure it out.
Like Megan Thee Stallion.
What's going on, everybody?
Well, y'all survived the earthquake.
I did not. I was telling y'all before we started, I think time is a construct. I think I'm in another planet or something. Because not only did I not, I was driving, so I did not feel it. And then there was an aftershock. And one of my friends is like, oh, it woke me up from my nap. And I was like, child, I'm sitting on the couch watching TV, about to take a nap myself.
You didn't even feel the aftershock. Nothing.
No, nothing. I was like, am I in another planet? Because at first I tried to, one of our friend Kenny, where he was the first person that mentioned it. And he's like, oh, I felt an earthquake. Oh, and I was like, well, maybe on your side of things, but I didn't feel that. And then everybody was like, You felt that? And I was like driving like, I feel shit. Like,
poor Kenny was attacking the girls talking about nobody came and checked on him because of the earthquake. Like, now they ain't say nobody was injured or died, sister. I'm sorry. Did you want to send a text and be like, you good?
No, my family was checking on me. First of all, it's so funny you say that. I didn't know. My parents never checked on me. And then my grandmother hit me on Saturday. Like, girl, it was 3 days ago. It was Friday. If I was tumbled under some weeds, y'all wouldn't know.
You all right over there?
If I was in rubble, like, you wouldn't know. No, it was Saturday night.
Just pull me out of the rubble, girl. I'm at the ER.
Literally. Like, y'all are a day late. Shit.
I took a glass of wine and posted on his story, earthquake 2024 survivor. Every week.
Yo, New Yorkers can't, I mean, no, Black people in general can't take anything seriously. But I feel like New Yorkers in general, they were talking about how our mixy ass mayor was going to go and send like 10,000 troops to the center of Earth's core. He was going to LaBaine to figure out what to do next, going to the nightclub.
The LaBaine one took me out because, yes, he is a partying ass mayor.
LaBaine still open? Wow.
I think I know.
She's holding on by now, though.
It's more gin pop these days.
I mean, everything is, I feel like. No. I definitely went out to a party one night and was like, wow. I really feel like the old bitch in the club. Like, I couldn't even stay for a drink.
Don't get me started on that.
Big old bitch in the club vibes. Like, I was like, oh my God, what is this, honey? Like, I was like, I need to be off these streets, child. I was out on Friday at, and it was actually a mix. I will say that. It was like a mix of people. But I was like, I think this is also why it was so much easier to date in your 20s, because everybody's just like young and out. And you're also not even thinking about that. Because every time I would look, I was like, these men are so young. Like, these men are unbelievably young.
Just and I don't know. Real Michelle Long, girl.
Oh, not Drea.
What that mean?
What you mean? What it mean? What she said?
K. Michelle?
No, you're Drea Michelle.
Oh, Oh, hell no. Emphatically not. I thought you said K. That's why I was like, what that mean?
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that means. Yes. Drea Michelle or
emphatically.
You know what that means.
Yeah, exactly. You know what that and that I mean, like, I cannot stress how much I'm like, absolutely not.
No, that's not for you. That's not your ministry.
I do not need to raise nobody's, secondly, raise nobody's child. Like, absolutely not.
I mean, and that's kind of going back to a combo we were talking about before we started recording, where we're at this age now where people are like, oh, you look good for your age. Or they think you're much younger than what you are because these children look our age now.
I was looking at, like, I forgot who it was, like, a 20. She was, like, 20. And I was just like, oh, my God, these children look like they're 30-something.
Is it because, I mean, I know partly some of the reason. Okay. Like, aggressive, you know, like, plastic surgery or, like, stuff like that at a very young age before your face and body fully develops on its own. But is it maybe just, like, too much makeup? Is that what we think it could be?
I do. Think about it. Yeah. We were wearing, like, if anything, a little... And I actually, no, I was wearing makeup, right? Because that was when it was like the two-tone eyeshadow was like a thing.
A little ombre. Yeah.
Yes, literally. Matter of fact, I found a picture downstairs. I'm going to send it to y'all. It's so funny. I have on like light and then like a blue. But we weren't contouring and doing all these extra things. We were not wearing lashes.
No.
You know, it was literally like still mascara.
Right. And that's it. And some mascara. Yeah. And maybe a little shadow.
That was it. So right. I think, you know, it's that. And then I do feel like they also dress. Everybody dresses the same. You know, we've talked about that before, how social media, I feel like, just makes everyone dressed exactly alike. So I do feel like these younger girls are dressed way more, a little bit more provocative. That ages you.
Come
like
provocative.
Old.
Yes, provocative, grandma. Oh, my God. Cut her mic. The babies just want their legs out.
The girls are dressing way more. It's provocative. It gets the people going. Okay. Yeah,
like the guys too, because even thinking from like my perspective, like my beard was not connecting at 21.
I'm dead. Like,
no,
the little boys' beards be connected.
They connect at like 18.
Well, you know, that's the hormones and the food and all of that.
Right. But I was about to say
one part. But then, you know, it's a whole lot of boys that be sitting in them chairs and getting them little things put on their face. They be, you know, I be seeing too much on the TikToks.
Not the Beijing.
Yes, with the filling in the
little threads or whatever the fuck.
Not the young boys is getting the man beards. Or
I don't know their age. I'm just being messy.
I'm dead. Yeah, no, but the
friends filling in their hairline with a toupee.
Oh. Oh yeah, no, I know some men that got a toupee.
Why y'all call it a toupee? It's a man unit.
Oh, a man
unit. Man unit, whatever. That sounds crazy.
That sounds like MRS, like a man purse.
Down. Like a wig. It's like a frontal in a way. It's basically literally a frontal.
Can you wash it?
You can wash it. You can reuse it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a frontal. I mean, I'm good.
You have a hairline intact.
Not to be problematic, but I feel like we should leave that to the girls, gay guys, girls, not the head bros.
Or just go to Turkey and get
the
cis hair transplant.
Yes, just go to Turkey.
Where LeBron went?
Turkey, probably.
He went to Turkey.
I could probably bet that that's where he went. And shout out to Turkey for being so advanced with the men getting their hairlines.
Turkey,
back.
It's something else that I saw that they do. Like, who knew that Turkey was one of the leading places for plastic surgery?
For nose jobs, they also do really good rhinoplasty surgery.
For black people, specifically.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder why Turkey is not leading the charge, but again, it seems to be a hub for...
Maybe I need to go over there.
What you trying to do, sister?
Get a consultation. I don't know. Let me see.
What can you do to make it better? Y'all over here doing something.
Yeah, it's something happening in Turkey. Because, you know, the girls got to stay.
Yeah, I don't want a nose job, so I don't need that. I don't know. but maybe they could tell me something. But
maybe, right. Maybe they could tell you some other things.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's why I said you got to stay young. That's why I said I definitely was told last night that I did not look my age. And I was like, bitch, I'm not 65. So I should. Shit. And 40 is not our... Well, I feel like when we were 16, also our parents were on like three children by 40 yeah. something. You know, it was just very different also. Yeah. I think the way that 40-year-old lives lived.
Yeah. The children were like had five 15. Kids at 38. Yeah.
At 38.
Oh like, my gosh.
Yeah, she had five fucking kids.
Wow. I was giving grandma.
So she looked yeah. she looked like life had her. Yeah. Poor thing.
It did.
Exactly. Five. It did. So that's what I'm saying. I think like, and then I think that their more experiences, even going back to why these younger kids look so much older, they're experiencing things a lot quicker, I feel like.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah. I guess the experience will age you.
It will. I think the onslaught of like issues and things you know about just comes a bit younger now because you're just more in tune with what's happening in social media, right? I hate to bring everything back to that, but.
It's a huge part of
it's a huge part. We're all in the same playing field now. Like,
yeah.
When our parents was 40, yeah. they didn't know what we was doing at 15. Like, we just weren't in the same conversations, but we are now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I felt. So that Freaknik documentary I thought was so interesting because it's like they didn't have social media to get, you know, it's literally word of mouth. Like,
and that
it
was started. From,
so shout out to y'all. I mean, I know y'all Baltimore, but if you were in college, they tend to like mix you in the DMV club.
Yeah.
So shout out to, because I think that's where it came it
was,
from.
Yeah, DC. It was like the DC club. Club. Yeah. Right.
DC club started Freaknik.
Yeah.
With a C.
With a C.
Freaknik with a C.
Not yeah. with a C.
Yeah.
It was a picnic.
With the P, yeah, exactly. A picnic that mm-hmm. just, you know, literally grew by word of mouth. Yeah. And I thought about it. I was like, we could never have something like that now. No. We could never have a Freaknik in any region yeah. now. It would be so wild.
Once in a lifetime moments of like, mm-hmm. it only needed to last how long it lasted. And like you just never get that impact again because you're trying to recreate something at that point where they weren't even trying to make a moment. It just turned out to be that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's like, think about it. It's like, yes, obviously there's a lot of footage, but it's like only certain people had camcorders. Everybody right. has a phone. So it's like, I don't even think people would have the same amount of fun because everybody's just recording moments and things like.
Mm-hmm. That's it. Yeah.
It wouldn't even be the same. It wouldn't even be the same. It's like, it's
actually, if you had the money, you had the camcorders.
Right.
Yeah, true. True.
Exactly.
Like, imagine doing that shit and not, and the three of us trying to meet up.
Right.
In 94. Like, bitch, meet me where?
Like, I saw, I can't think of her name, but she does the music sermon on that platform. On Instagram and Twitter.
Oh, Naima?
Yes, her. She had posted some photos on Instagram from her going to Freaknik. I can't remember what year, but in the first photo, it was like some dude all up on her. And she was like, you know, we exchanged numbers and I was in love this week. And I probably would have, you know, but who knows? Because who knows where that could have gone because they lost each other's numbers in the
oh, wow.
in the craziness. But she was like, I was in love.
Not for a week. Day.
For a day. Or for a week.
Even that. Think That's about I feel like even meeting people seem to be a whole hell of a lot easier. Like even back to what I was just saying, how I was like, everybody feels so young when you're out. I don't.
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I don't know because I was not there, but I feel like they did not have the same issues. Like it was still niggas out, like mingling, commingling.
Accessibility. We're so accessible that it seems like it's not as many people as it is. Like the fact that I can know you or meet you. Go follow your page and then get an understanding about your life and
your whole life
yeah. connected to.
Yeah.
That feels small. So they put it, it's so in your face that it just feels small. But if you think about it, like back in the day, you would marry, if you were to get married, you would marry somebody relatively in close proximity of you because
right.
yeah. that's like your, you know, your world.
Right.
So I think it is still like a lot of people and a lot of men or women or whatever. We just see them all the time. So for us, it doesn't seem like a lot.
It don't.
We should know less about each other.
But we should. We definitely. We absolutely should.
And sure, like, right? And sure. Because it's like, if you were to go to Freaknik in 94, you're just surrounded by people you've never seen before. So it feels, like, to G's point, just super accessible, because it is, in a way. Like, I ain't never seen these niggas before. They look fine as shit. Like,
yeah.
we passed it on. Oh, my God. Detroit. Like, I never met anybody from Detroit. Y'all sound cute. Like, just that whole thing. Whereas, like, now I see a nigga from Detroit when I scroll my phone.
Right.
Well, T, when the aliens come, we'll have some new niggas.
I'm like, this can't be it. Like, well, this literally.
Are they coming post the solar eclipse?
The rapture, all of it. So what was the solar eclipse even? I don't even, because I know. It ain't even happened yet.
So it'll happen when this episode is released. Mm-hmm. But it is, we're recording over the weekend, y'all.
Because I saw something that was like, me want to look at the solar eclipse so I can file for disability on Monday. So what is this?
What? Well, you're not supposed to look directly at
it. Oh, and it was Elmo looking directly at it. I'm screaming. And it was like, I'm filing for disability. Okay. So what is it? What is a solar eclipse supposed to give?
Well, in the just in terms of what it is, a solar eclipse is when the moon passes in front of the sun and pretty much creates this like halo effect.
The last time you're in certain areas, you can see it better. So I think it's supposed to be really visible in like Texas or
Austin, Texas.
Wait, the moon passes the sun
in front of the sun. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
Now, how that transcribes to astrology, I don't know. I have to look something up.
I saw something, a little something, where it was like basically like it's like a renewal in a sense. And so some astrologers symbolizes the moment that it happens as a time of like darkness and spiritual renewal. So it's the opportunity to kind of shed old energies and focus on the newness.
Because I like that.
You're seeing this. You're seeing the sun in a new realm now.
Okay, so what ritual are we supposed to be doing? I'm supposed to burn some paper or some shit?
It's like, take a salt bag, burn some paper. Child, I will be asleep anyway, so I'm sure.
In the middle of the day?
Oh, it's in the middle of the day?
Yeah, the middle of the day. Yeah, how do you think you're going to see the sun, baby? You thought it was overnight?
She's sleepy, TT.
Wait, but what time?
It's like between 1 to 4 p.m. based off of where you live.
I thought, isn't it when the sun be going up, the moon be coming, isn't it like the same thing or something like that?
But they're usually in different parts of the world as in terms of where you see it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to be next to each other when that happens.
Okay.
And that's kind of why it's this grand thing.
Yeah, they're never on top of each other.
Got it. Okay. It's just, you literally, to echo the sentiment of last week's episode, it's just so much going on. Like, it's like, what? On top of all that, all this shit, and then now an eclipse? Yeah, well, let me get my paper. I'll be right at work.
And we're still in. She got her micro braids in.
Oh, yeah, still in that. Because it's like, you know how they do that calendar of all the things that have happened? Because January was what?
So much has happened. I couldn't even tell you what happened in January.
I know. I'm like, I don't know what happened in January, February. And then it was like, then this week, it was like all the girls were fighting. I feel like, to your point of also, we should know less, like all the social media people were fighting. I don't even know what a Ramonte is. Like,
not a Ramonte is. That young man is a content creator.
They said that he is an influencer.
That's a debate, right? That is a whole debate in itself, but I guess we should back up, right?
Let's back it up.
Because I'm like, who?
So yes, there's a lot going on. Everybody's fighting. But T, you're talking about Ramonte and basically him and Cardi B having their back and forth on Twitter last week.
Yes.
So if anyone doesn't know who Ramonte is, I say that he's a content creator, but we could talk a little bit more about the difference between a content creator and an influencer, who basically went on to TikTok to talk about colorism and how, you know, people think that his birthday trip should have been sponsored by brands. Essence wrote this article about it as well, basically saying that In short, they agreed that his trip.
Oh, he started that conversation about it should be sponsored by brands.
Well, his fans were too. So his fans. So he has 2 million followers on TikTok.
Got it.
And, okay. About I think like follow him on Twitter, on Instagram.
Yeah. And he's a newer follow.
Okay.
For me, because okay. I would
was
see.
It, you know, was it around his birthday trip?
No, it was before then.
Okay.
He would just say really funny shit, and he would come up in my For You tab, or people that I follow would retweet him. So
I just know him as the Bob. Like, I do know the Bob thing. That's the only thing I know is the Bob
one. Got it. So I feel like the trip went viral in a sense because there were other content creators and influencers on the trip as well. And he basically was saying that, you know, people label him as ghetto and that Essence is part of the problem because Essence doesn't invite him anywhere. He's never been asked to do anything with Essence. So how dare they talk about him without helping to correct the issue?
I mean, he ate that.
Oh, I mean, but he is also.
I mean, ghetto, but how
things can be true.
Two things can be true. But how you a brand talking about it's sad other brands don't support
this. Now that is crazy. That is the funny part. Like, you've never covered me before, and now you're talking about how other people should cover me. Or
where do you want Essence to show up for this young man? Do y'all want him to be at the Black Women in Hollywood dinner?
I'm dead. Also that.
That. But he can come to the festival. It's a different thing.
He can come to the festival.
Y'all.
To be fair, Essence is a woman forward magazine digital. But they be
but
they played in his face with that. Like, because you took the time to write an article. You didn't amplify any of his other stuff. You could, if he's viral on TikTok, you could also like point things to the viral moments on his TikTok. Instead, you decided to write an article about brands not supporting him and you being a black brand at that and not supporting him.
Yeah. No.
No. But a part of this discourse around him being ghetto, because he does fight on social media.
Wait, he be fighting on just like fighting people?
Like he was in a fight recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
He
amplify black voices. Okay, go on.
I want to point out that Cardi B is also ghetto and she has been awarded many sponsorships and many things. And, you know, because he's a black man, he doesn't get the same things as someone like Cardi B, who's also ghetto. Cardi B's ghettoer than him, in his opinion as well. That's what he said.
That was when he lost me. I actually agree with the Essence stuff, but you lost me on comparing. And yes, while colorism is alive and well, let me be clear. Like, lighter skin people are forever going to benefit from light skin in all spaces. But comparing yourself, that's said, what is a Ramonte, right? And I'm obviously joking, but I really don't know anything about this young man.
Yeah.
To compare yourself to an artist, like that's so also completely different. Like, I just don't even understand how you can those two things even connect. And yes, Cardi is ghetto. We knew that. That's how she came out, like from stripper to, you know, popularity page. She's kind of always been herself. Yeah. She also makes music. There is something to buy into. Like, she is an influencer. She does work with brands. But again, this is also tied back to the music. He doesn't have talent. Yeah,
you're hitting it on the head. Where is the talent, baby?
It's tied to something. Yeah. So you can't, to me, I don't know who else he could compare himself to, but it ain't Cardi fucking B.
It's really you tried it.
No.
Because she got the fighting at the damn Met Gala and had a Harper Bazaar cover page from it. Or whichever magazine covered it.
It was Harper Bazaar and it was their party. She fought at the Harper Bazaar party.
Oh, with Nikki?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
And then she ended up fighting or somebody. I don't think she was actually fighting Nikki.
Nikki was hiding behind her security. She was fighting Nikki's girl bodyguard that's not Akbar, it's the other one. Ra Ali,
my lord.
Oh my gosh.
Same girl.
Also, what is an Akbar? It's also, real quick, what is that? I read something literally today. What is an Akbar? I'm dead too. And all the
rapper.
all the words were like bleeped out, and I was like, "What the fuck is this even saying?
What is an Akbar?
What is an Akbar?
She's an Atlantean, an alien. I don't know if she a native, but she's from down there.
It's so many. I'm like, what?
Pop kids don't have custody of none of them. It's like that.
What? Okay, yeah. Five children and not having custody.
Getting her custody back? I don't know.
Oh, my Lord.
But not having custody of your kids is fucking crazy. And then going at, and I just saw like something with gloss up. I was like, what is this? Like, and why is this even on my feed?
Because she is one of the people that is a Nicki Minaj blind Barb. It's beyond that. It's like.
It's beyond that. Yeah.
It's like, you know. With
are they friends?
Like a cult. Like she's like the leader of the cult.
She's they're friends, but it's like I don't know.
I think they're friends I think she worships Nicki, and I think Nicki utilizes her to her advantage because she don't have to put a battery in Akbar back. The battery is already there. She's gonna jump in.
She's gonna be in any live, comment on Shade Room Neighborhood Talk. She there.
That's nuts. It's actually really nuts.
Ock is in the comments.
Oh, it's nuts. Mental. It's mental issues for sure. For sure. So when JT, because you know, JT is in the Nicki Alliance group. And so when JT was arguing.
We got there. Forgot about them. Forgot about they asses. Cause then it was, when we even forgot once, even to go back to Cardi. Then her and Ice Spice, her and Isis started getting into it.
Oh, well, because Ramonte called Cardi Mexican.
Yeah.
And
I think we need to break down because I do feel like ethnicity and race be whooping people's ass. So. Uh-oh.
Yeah. And nationality in there too.
Nationality. Because I ain't going to hold you. I'll be whooping my ass, but I also stay quiet about it.
Well, child, I done did so many damn job applications these days. I know the difference between
Please break it down. Please break it down.
Break it down for the girls.
Ethnicity is, ain't that where you from? Listen, y'all talking about break it down. I'm like, I know what to pick now. I know what to pick now.
Let me see, I told you, I'd be quiet because... a little bit, you know, get me. I don't know. So let's see. I think
so it's more of like where you're from and like the shared language ancestry. So like,
yes,
you could be from the United States, but you're ethnically Black African American.
Yes.
Okay, I'm actually just gonna read this. Race refers to the concept of dividing people into groups on the basis of various sets of physical characteristics and the process of ascribing. Okay, that's a little confusing.
No, it's real.
Okay. So, okay. Ethnicity describes.
That was real.
It does. Yeah. Okay. Ethnicity describes the culture of people in a given geographic region, including their language, heritage, religion, and customs.
Yes. So, like, white people, like, you look white, so that's your race, but then your ethnicity would be like, are you Italian or are you is from Israel or whatever?
Got
like,
it. Okay.
And that's culture. Why. When you file an application, to Dee Dee's point, would it be like, are you African? Like, are you Black?
Mm-hmm.
But do you speak Spanish? Or like, are you, I'm sorry, not speak Spanish, Lord. Are you of Latin heritage? So then it'll go into, you know, all of the Latinx countries.
All of that.
You can be great. You can be Black. Hence Cardi B. She's Black, but her ethnicity is Dominican.
It's Dominican.
Got it. Okay. See? The more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and
then
so,
Ice Spice was so dumb because she was like, I got a Black parent and a Dominican one. And she was like, bitch, me too.
And then it was like, well, what's the issue with being Mexican? But it's the idea of, and this is rooted within Latin culture. I am not of Latin descent. So however y'all be beefing around ethnicity, that has nothing to do with me. But I think in the terms of Mexican versus Dominican conversation, Dominicans lean more towards Black and Mexicans lean more towards white. So if you are of Mexican ethnicity, someone's calling you white versus if you are Dominican, they saying you a nigga or you Black.
Okay. I didn't even think about that. I just thought
it was the deep, that goes deeper into it.
Okay. I was just thinking like, you know how people who are Caribbean they don't like to be mixed up with AFAM. Like, no, I'm, you know, I'm Trini. Right. Like, don't jumble me up with those Black people. That's how I was like.
Well, they do on job applications, because you cannot say that you're Trini on a job application.
And that's a fact.
You are Black.
Yeah, cause I think, again, like you said, I don't know. The Latinx is I'm just, because right, there's even one for Hispanic is different. But that is how I look at it too, though. I think, and especially I feel like in New York, like, you know, it is very like,
yeah,
between the difference of Dominicans and Puerto Ricans. Like, I low key don't even feel comfortable speaking on this as a Black woman.
Right. I don't know.
It was brought up in part of this conversation, right? And like, yes, we wouldn't normally be talking about this had it not been brought up in this larger combo.
Yeah, I don't know, but I do know that, yeah, like Mexicans and then the regions. I don't think, now that I think about it, yeah, I don't know. I can't even think of any Mexicans that I know in New York. Everybody is like Puerto Rican or Dominican or
Mexicans is over here.
Nicaraguan. Like it's so many. So they're like, this is my separate ethnicity.
Yes.
Okay. Nationality.
Sure.
But Ice Spice and Cardi B apparently pieced it up too.
They did.
At the party. So it wasn't really no beef. It was more so like what you referring to, T. It was more so like a correction of error via a Twitter conversation, because then Ice Spice posted the pictures, or Cardi, one of them, posted the pictures of them.
I think Ice Spice did. Yeah. She was like, oh, you know, oh, send me
that. Or somebody's party.
Yeah. Why then it's like you got glow, then the Black girls, I guess we can say that the Black girls are fighting the Black rap girls of glow and JT. And I'm like, what? How the hell? And then I feel like they were going like the next day. I was like,
they were nonstop with it.
I didn't even read all of it. It was too much.
Yeah, it was too much.
Wait, what I read though.
What?
When she was like, I wonder what this one go be for, and she circled a blank mug shot, and Glow was like, all them other ones was for stealing.
Bitch, you ain't beat nobody up. Like,
the girl, and then I honestly, I don't know. Miami be catching strays like constantly. They're like, why didn't she say anything? And it's like, I get it, but they're not the same person. Like, they are, but because they barely a group. I feel like it is so, their division is so clear of artists at this point.
Yeah, they're making it very clear.
Like that, that they are solo artists.
Friends, or is that just the chatter?
I don't know that they're friends. Because the thing is, like, if you are my friend and you are on, I'm not calling it a backyard barbecue tour like Glorilla did, but if you are on a club tour in cities, I'm gonna promote the shit out of that. You my girl, you know, we together, like,
true.
You know, we talked,
I didn't think about that.
We've talked a little bit about friends supporting each other and like showing up and like posting about what we're doing. That is a method that people do within the industry.
So yeah. I hear you, but I do want to point out that JT has never done that for her in the past. And this is when they were still a group. When she would be her little car, her party games, her the stuff we would make when I was at Combs, the little spin the bottle shit.
Yeah.
Her birthday parties, like
the podcast.
She promoted her episode, but she has never done that for her.
You are very, very true.
So
you are true.
It could just be the dynamic of their relationship.
Yeah, but that still says a lot though, right? Like that could pinpoint how we get to here, where you see the division and City Cinderella is on tour and you know, Young Miami is getting served fucking lawsuits at a club.
What's that fake?
Need to be doing that though, because Miami was, she already did it. She already held the group down while JT was doing her time in prison.
Yeah.
I mean, under the guise of a group, right? But
right.
She was in the trenches by herself. So, you know.
Not, no. I know. Damn, that sucks. That I hate that for the girls.
I do.
Beefing though.
I hope not. But Yeah, Glorilla had some things to say about JT. And I mean, it all came down to, so Glorilla put out a mixtape this past week where she has a song called I. And in the song, she says, me and JT ain't the best of friends, but we ain't beefing. So JT is giving like, bitch, why are you saying my name? In short. And, you know, Glo has some things to say about that. Like, girl, with them ugly ass wigs. And so that's how it started. She started talking about the wigs, called the wigs ugly, which weren't true. Like, I feel like
I know, JT's with Z. Like,
wigs. It's like,
of all the things. It
doesn't make no sense.
Yeah.
And then JT basically came back and said, bitch, you know, if you want unity, just say that. But like, no, like, and you made a song talking about you were slapping me. You never slapped me. And so this is the Yeah Glo song where Glorilla says, slapping around bitches and making bail, ho. Yeah, Glo. Yeah.
It's so dumb. I also don't even care.
Yeah.
I don't care. It's so dumb. And the fact that they were still going, I was like, enough. Where's the solar eclipse? Shit. Like, where is the moon eclipse? I don't know. But shit is so dumb. Like, it's honestly ridiculous. Like,
shout out to promo, because essentially that promoted the project for Glorilla, and the video for the song with her and Megan Thee Stallion came out.
It was good.
Yeah, so it helped. It helped bring some attention to Glo.
You know what? I don't know why I'm doing that when the rap boys are beefing as well with Kendrick and J. Cole, and then Cole putting out his little EP, which was a whole EP. I don't know why the diss record was at the last song.
He was like, y'all going to listen to this.
Yeah, it was a lot Friday. It was so much music.
G's face.
I ain't even listen. First of all, Cole is a snooze fest. With all due respect, I like generally like him. I think I would like him more as a person. Yeah, I can't say I like him as a person because I don't know him. I met him one time before he became like a big star. So I can't say I know him as a person, but he's a boring rapper to me. His diss wasn't even a real legitimate diss. It was like rap critique. It was like, your first album was great.
Not rap. My issue was...
It was given podcaster.
Dead.
I
was listening to it when the earthquake was happening, so I never revisited it. So I was like, wait, what? I was like, what did J. Cole just say? And then I'm like, it's an earthquake. The fuck is happening? Like, it's a solar eclipse. Like, I was very confused.
What is a Ramonte?
Yeah, what is an Akbar? Like, what are all these things? So I don't know. I was.
What is an Akbar? Will not ever take me out. Like, I would just be randomly saying, what is an Akbar?
Literally. I look, you know, because I'm old now. I don't look my age, so I be feeling old, but I'm like, what?
But yes, it's, I agree. The diss, I'm using quotes here, the diss didn't really feel like that. It was very slow, right? Like, you know, when Kendrick did his diss, it like a diss that can be played at the club is a diss. Like, I've heard like this out and about and niggas going off toward like da da
da. Yeah, it's the beat, it's just so hard. Yeah.
And whatever that 7-minute drill shit was. I never need to hear it again. And it was two songs in one.
I never went back. I was like,
it's 7 minutes. So what are we talking about?
Well, a 7-minute drill is like an army drill. That's what it's called. You know, it's like a warning something, an army drill. But yeah.
And it's the thing. Cole, you're so clever. You're boring, but you're clever. That's all you got. That's all you got, boo boo. I'm not saying you got to go Nicki Minaj and start talking about people's dead mothers, but
no Bigfoot.
Yeah. Like that was very, very lazy.
Well, and Drake hasn't even responded. Like Cole low key just caught a stray, so it was like you could have just sat in the back.
Like, he didn't have to say anything. Sat in the back. And this was a surprise drop. Like no one knew this was coming out Friday.
I feel like, a surprise drop because it was like the festival was that weekend.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it's like Drake hasn't, the person that was really aimed at hasn't even said anything. I don't know if he is or is not.
I don't know if he will.
And
I
do have another thing. Stressed.
Yeah.
Okay. I got another thing for Cole. You got to leave the trans community alone.
I don't even know what, I saw that line, but I literally did not understand it.
Mm-hmm. Wait, what him say it?
Child, so the lyric goes, is you a demon or is that demeanor for the gram? Tell us. They plead the fifth. I'm seeing hints of a trans fella. In cancel culture vicinity, he's no killer. Trust me. Beneath his chosen identity, he's still a pussy, period. So you try to do this wordplay on a trans woman still having a vagina in a diss song about a man being a pussy. No, don't use a community to try to get your bars out. You can do it in many different ways. Like, that's not the way to do it, by demeaning a community.
So what I wasn't sure of is, and you know, I like snoozy rap, right? I like Cole. I like Kendrick.
This conscious rap beef shit.
I like Kendrick.
I wasn't sure if that was about, you know, Kendrick's or Mr. Morales. I think, is it the last song? I can't remember the name of the song. He talks about his trans. Aunt or uncle?
Auntie, but she's a trans. I don't even know that she was, if she like actually did the full like transition, which is in my mind how you would be considered, you know, trans, but
yeah,
she was a lesbian. She was a stud.
So then I wasn't sure if that,
if it's that low,
I don't, but again,
pull them fucking locks out.
I'm dead. I don't know. But that's when I first read it. I was like, oh, you know, is it something with that? Like taking, because it that song seemed more like a diss record a little bit than the 7 minute drill. The other, like, I forgot the, I think that one is not Pie. I can't remember the name of the song on that one.
Pie.
Oh, it is Pie. Okay. So that one kind of also seemed like, to me, it seemed like a little bit of a diss record. It could be a reach. I don't know, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not here for conscious rap beef. Sorry, not subscribing. And what I realized about this with J. Cole is that, to G's point, I think I liked him as a person. Like, I only really liked the first two albums. After Born Sinner, I don't know that I've really listened to him that much after that. Like,
yeah,
I don't know that I have. I mean, there was a lot of memes about who he makes music for. And
it's niggas who walk to work.
Yeah. I don't fit those communities. I mean, if you live in New York, you walk to work sometimes.
Yeah, I was like, as a nigga who walks to work.
but you listening. You subscribing.
Hey, doll. We have a guest.
Look, you here now. Come say hi.
Hi.
Look, we have a guest. Mama? You look so cute.
Thank you.
I love the braids. They're so cute.
Headband.
I'm joking.
She said, wait a minute. I'm here. No, but I don't know. Yeah, the rappy. It's just, like I said, there was just so much energy. And then I saw like a whole thing that Bryson Tiller dropped, and it was like, this is his comeback album, and everybody's fighting. And Bryson Tiller got like 27 songs.
Bryson got too many songs on that album, but there are some ones that shine. Like, I played Chow a lot. Chow is a good one.
Oh, Chow is cute. Yeah.
I did like Chow. There was another one on there. Rich Boy is another cute one.
That's a cute one because of the sample, I feel like. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not like the one with Victoria Monet. And I probably, look, maybe I might fast forward a month. That is a Chris Brown song. Somebody said that to me and I was like, damn, go back and listen to it. It's literally a Chris Brown song.
Okay.
And Victoria sounds weird on it. It doesn't sound like her.
Yeah, she sounds like she's a little tired.
Yeah, I actually really don't like to the point where I was like, who is that? So I could go flip. And I was like, Victoria Monet. Oh my God. That album is way too long.
It's a little long, but I gave it some streams. That was the first album I listened to Friday. Yeah, that was the first one I listened to.
I actually listened to Cole first, funny enough.
Who are you? You be in there like adding it up like, yeah, that's what he mean. Okay.
I listened to it. I listened to it first because obviously like the night before when like all the stuff was happening, and then I did start Glow. I didn't finish it though.
It was a lot of skips. I'm sorry. Sorry, Glorilla.
I definitely started it. I got to like the fourth song and I think I was like working, and so I just never went back.
Yeah, it's a song with her Moneybag All There. That'll be a hit after the Megan song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. I got it. I gotta get back in there. It's just so much.
Girl, like, you better listen before something else come out and you forget about it.
I mean, it's, look, also Cowboy Carter still has me, and I made my own, my Cowboy Carter, literally that's what the playlist is titled, of my favorite songs. And it just, it's honestly ridiculous. I for someone who I think last week was like, it's cool, it's too many songs. Like,
how many songs are in this playlist? The seven. The one. Only seven.
I only have seven.
So I listen. I can listen on repeat. It's only 30. It's like 30
really
minutes.
You don't really like the album.
Yeah.
It's, I don't need the country songs, to be honest. I don't.
Wow.
I don't.
What are we going to be like? 15, 11, 12.
Seven.
Wow.
Oh, no. I just added spaghetti. Eight. So, no.
Wow.
Genre?
Bounce on the shit dance. Bounce on the shit dance. Like, no. I have American Requiem. I usually skip and just go straight to like Riverdance. So.
Oh, wow. You like take it all the way down.
Oh, I skip that. I do Bodyguard. And then I skip that entire.
Skip the country album.
Oh, I skip the whole country album. I do.
Wow. Yeah,
skip the country album.
Levi's Jeans. I like that one.
Wow.
I skip the one with Miley.
Wow.
So you're a two hands to heaven girl.
I
damn, she might, can't even get it out.
I can't even get it out.
She might as well put that on the playlist 7 times.
I don't know. Two hands to heaven might be, and maybe just because I'm obsessed with it right now, it might be my favorite Beyonce song ever. It's ridiculous.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm Andrea Kelly in the house. You dip, I grind, come taste. It's wine.
You got had a leg shaking. You got they got to be shaking like lava.
Shaking like lava, water through me. Okay.
Wow.
It begs the question.
When
I was like,
when I get up, I want to feel weak. Mm.
Like, I've been waiting my whole life. Like,
I'm so sick of her.
I was like, that might, because I think 1+1 was my favorite Beyonce song. Clearly, I like Beyonce ballads.
Yeah.
Because I think 1+1 was my favorite. And I don't know.
I don't even make my list of favorite Beyonce songs.
I love Beyonce ballads. I love. They're my favorite, hands down.
I love that. I love that for you.
yeah, same. Wow.
The fact that you skipped the whole country album. I mean, I've been in a flamenco chokehold, which is funny
flamenco
that you said.
Oh,
so T was like, she didn't even know what song that was.
I don't know. I still don't know what song that is. I have
it's
to go.
So sad.
My mind has been telling me that things will settle down.
Yeah.
My face. I'm like,
right about now. Damn.
They was have been telling me.
Come on. Come on, G.
I have to go back and clearly I have to go back and listen to flamenco because it is not flamenco hive over here. Okay.
Oh man, it's the vocal sacks, like Dee Dee said, it's really good.
It's a Destiny's Child song.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a Destiny's Child song, and I would love to hear Kelly and Michelle on that at some point.
You know what I said? I was listening to Tyrant. I want to hear Rihanna do Tyrant. I could hear Rihanna on Tyrant so much. Like, the way the beats switch up, like, obviously not in that falsetto, but I could really hear Rihanna on Tyrant or
over
Tyrant.
I gotta listen with her on it. Like, I mean, when is the collab happening?
What collab?
With the two of them. One day, right?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think Beyonce and Rihanna will ever do a song together?
I don't think Rihanna's never ever doing a song together. Or Rihanna's doing something with herself.
Yeah, I think she's been gone so long that the pressure, I don't think she cares about the pressure, but I think it's just too big that she's just going to be like, man, fuck that shit.
And she doesn't have to.
She doesn't, like, have to.
I think that, not to be like, that's the difference of, you know, Beyonce, I feel like we might, you know, obviously we'll have Act 3. There might be something else. Like, I think Beyonce loves to make music. Rihanna
she's
is like a brand.
Until she dies.
Yeah.
Rihanna,
I said Brianna. We'll never get a song with the two of them, Brianna. Rhee is, you know, she's a brand. Like, she literally does not even have to. And then all of the extra additional chatter and the opinions. It's like, I feel like it would even just take away from, like, the fun of it. Like, you can't even just drop music because it's going to be so heavily critiqued.
Absolutely.
Oh, they're going to tear that shit up. When she
tear it up.
They're going to rip it to shreds.
Tear it up. It's like, it's not even fun. Like, Beyonce, I feel like because she has so consistently put out music, obviously people are going to have their opinions. But then there's going to be this overwhelming sense of people, you know, that are in the Beehive that just absolutely love it. I don't think we would give Rihanna that same grace.
No.
Because she has not dropped in so long.
Right. Like, you waited 8 years to give us this, or however long.
Everything is like, it ain't no anti. Like, you know, it's like all of that. I, if I were her, I would not.
Damn.
I mean, I'm not, but you
know. Even if it was better than anti, I don't even think people, to your point. But I beg the question, then why did she do that rich Indian party? She didn't need, I don't know what they pay her, $4 million, $8 million, something. She don't need the money. She a fucking billionaire. Why did she do that?
Well, we also got to think about the wealth part of the conversation in terms of being a billionaire. That's not cash versus, these balloons just popped up. Versus, hopefully that was an omen about me speaking wealth into myself.
Come on.
And like liquid cash. So me performing for an Indian wedding and you're going to pay me $8 million for that, I'm getting $8 million in cash.
Mm.
So this goes to whatever I'm doing at this moment for my personal life. Me having a business that is, you know, Fenty Inc. overall being worth $1 billion, sure, I'm a billionaire because I own it, but like I can't take $1 billion
partnership with LVMH,
right
people don't know.
So I'm sure she gets paid a salary or something out of that, but it's a salary. It's not like I got $8 million today.
And it was something, I feel like, I'm trying to look it up, I feel like the guy was I feel like it was something connected to
not to LVMH.
The party? I was thinking the guy. The Indian guy?
Yeah.
Like it's a personal relationship?
No, I thought it was like something about Fenty in stores in India. I vaguely remember reading something like that. So that's why I was like, I mean, and it's also $8 million. Shit. I'm doing a party for $8
million. Oh, yeah. I think it was Fenty Beauty and Sephora.
Yeah, it's like it was something like Fenty Beauty and Sephora in India or something like that. Okay. So I was like, oh, okay.
And so she was like, let me go get this bag too real quick.
Yeah, okay. I'm like, I can't find
y'all it. 40-minute set or 60-minute? Okay, I got you.
Y'all paying for the stage, the dancers, the whole thing?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was thinking it was her just warming up.
I'm dead.
Maybe I was just being hopeful, but
and there was something that, you know, it's like, I guess two songs showed up on like ASCAP or something like that. But I don't know. It's just, that's a lot. That's definitely.
I don't even think I realized that
a whole lot. I mean,
she even scaring Rocky. Rocky ain't even came out with the damn album yet.
I'm dead, but he still is like dropping music. He's on a few songs. I actually feel like he's dropped more music being with her than he has like in years past. And you know, because y'all know I'm a Rocky fan
too.
Because that song with Anderson .Paak is a bop. Okay, Gangsta is my shit.
I don't know about that one.
That one came out recently,
like a month, 2 months ago.
Oh, okay. See,
whose song is Rocky song or Anderson's song?
It's Anderson's song, though.
I love him.
And then, Rocky's feature on Bryson Tiller. That's my favorite song. I mean, not Bryson Tiller.
Tyler, the Creator?
No. What's the other one? The one from DC. I'm like, what's the boy name? Oh, my God. The one from DC. The crew. Wow. Brent Faiyaz. Jesus.
Yes. He was on that.
That's my favorite one. He's definitely had. Rocky's had some music.
He's on Doja Cat's new EP.
See? Yeah. Rocky.
Wait, came out?
Yeah, that came out on Friday.
On Friday.
Oh my God. I'm not a Doja Cat hive.
It's okay, baby. You got a baby.
I'm not a kitty cat.
Scarlet 2 off the rock. ASAP Rocky and Tizo Touchdown are both on that.
I did not know that her hive was called Kitty Cat until maybe like 2 months ago.
Is that what it is? I just
It's something like I didn't know she had like a name for her people.
I don't think she does because she's so anti that. So I'm just like,
literally just rolled my eyes.
She does, because I was talking about like group names for girls, and it's like, are these hives, are you coming up with them, or like, you know, fans giving them to you versus you coming up with them? I feel like the fans have to kind of, like, B wasn't like, y'all beehive. Like,
no, but some people
gave ourselves
like names. Love her down, but Melody Hope, like, you think a fan came up with Melody?
Okay. That's giving Ramonte versus Cardi B. We are not putting Melody Holt and
Melody Holt.
This is an Akbar. Like, no, we are not doing that.
Ramonte, this is what Ramonte was going through with Cardi B.
Exactly. I cannot believe you.
This is like, no, like,
no,
make it example around stan group names.
Like, no, whoever Barty fans or whatever, I'm sure maybe gave themselves Barty Hop. Ramonte fans are not looking around like Ray Rays.
Not Ray Rays. All right, so,
oh my god, yeah, the Ray Rays. Oh my god, I don't know who I thought she was gonna say. I was like, Melody Holt, like.
She was the first person that came to my mind as someone who would make up their own families.
And she did. When are they coming back? I feel like I watch so much TV that there's nothing on, but the TV that has been she's taking it. Like, Martha's Vineyard, Summer House, she's taking it. Like,
you get your life?
Yeah.
Damn.
Like, regular ass people, yes, like, my life is so good.
No, I love the addition of Noelle on Martha's Vineyard.
She's easily
adore
favorite.
Her.
Yeah, I was like, this was a good one. She's such a good addition. That first episode that would have been me being like, they said what? She was so busy eating friends.
I mean, between her and Preston, I just love them both with the crabs at the table, because Preston's La Brea ass. No, like, you can sure do did. All the big tears all you want to. I'm gonna eat my crabs, babe.
Yeah, she's. So tiresome to me. She's so tiresome.
She is exhausting.
Like, literally exhausting.
What's her sign? I gotta look that up, because I know it was in one of them notes.
She's exhausting. Yeah. Like, Bria is absolutely... No, I love that show. I'm like, I want to go to Martha's Vineyard for my birthday. Shit. I'm like,
Gemini.
She's a Gemini? Oh.
It reads. It tracks. Gemini, Sagittarius, Rising, Scorpio, Moon. Oh my God.
It tracks.
That's Bria. Oh. Lord.
Oh, no.
It tracks. It literally tracks.
Oh, no.
What is... Okay, also, to another show, Real Housewives of Potomac, Miss Mia is probably one of the best additions to a show that we've seen in a really long time.
We had to get the cameras back up, okay? This was after the season had wrapped.
Baby, Miss Mia, like, I mean, she's TV gold. Like, she's gold.
And she doesn't care.
No, I would watch a show just on her.
Yeah, I would, actually. She deserves a spinoff after that.
They
gotta pull out the paternity test. That's the only type of spinoff I want to see.
I still cannot believe that we don't know who they... I'm sorry, because I don't care. That they don't know who that child's father is.
Like, Gordon don't care.
It was the fact of Mia being backstage and FaceTiming Inc., and Gordon being like, hey, how you doing, man?
What? Hold on. He tweeted.
Gordon,
say hi. I said, oh, she needs to write a book. Okay. Like, how to pimp a nigga. Like, Mia needs to write a book. I started following her on Twitter. And she even, I guess, for the episode that's coming out. Yeah, she's like,
I'm a mama.
She tweeted something like, oh, it's mom and dad, but it's like her and Gordon. Like, she's goals. Like I said, don't let your husband stand in the way of finding your going back to your true love. Okay.
She meant that.
She literally meant that. Like, she really, really meant that. It's wild. Like, she's so good. I mean, I think Robin can leave. They said, is it confirmed?
I don't think that it's confirmed. Confirmed,
but Candace, because apparently it's only coming back is Giselle, No Wendy. Karen. No Wendy? Yeah. NECA. I'm like, how the hell did NECA's ass get another season?
No Wendy?
No way. If I were Wendy, I would not come back, though. I would. Without the gaming up.
I would come back.
Ashley Darby.
Because none of them are going to give you a good personal story. Giselle, no. She never really gave personal story like that, especially after, what is it? The Holy War. After that blew up in her face. Ashley Darby. Literally. She can't even, her husband / separation, divorce, not separated divorce.
Oh my
Michael,
God.
He was the T in that situation. Yeah. He's not going to be filmed again. She can't talk about him. NECA, I would have loved to learn more about her this first season, but she spent her whole time talking about Wendy. That is just like, now I don't care.
Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, right. I don't care.
Hopefully you got pregnant. If not, girl, good luck.
Yeah. Next.
And who we have left?
Robin. And you know what I want Robin to just do? I want Robin to tell everybody to just fuck off. This is my relationship. I don't care what y'all think. I don't care what Juan does. Like, the fact that he did not show up. I don't care. Yeah.
We have an arrangement.
Right.
Just say you don't care. Because I feel like her.
She doesn't want the kids to know or something. Like,
they know, I'm sure. Her owning it, I feel like, then doesn't allow everybody to continue to be like, well, Robin, what do you think? Well, Robin, what? And then she just comes up with these ridiculous, like, well, yeah, he was being a nice thing and got the girl. It's so dumb. Just be like, this is my man.
The Canada hotel situation was like, girl, what?
I just need her to own it.
When I was watching Messy Mondays, Carlos
King Hive.
I'm definitely a raindrop.
That is a self-appointed name. I know that's a self-appointed name. I know it is.
A raindrop? Oh, like rain. Like,
entertainment.
Who? Wait, what? Right.
Rain is his.
Goodbye. Yeah. Good.
That's the name of his production company.
Good.
Word, Carlos.
R-E-I-G-N.
Oh, my gosh.
Somebody, if you know Carlos, tell Carlos we want him on the show.
I want him on the show.
I want to be on one of his shows. Like, okay. I stan Carlos King.
Screaming.
So I watch Messy Mondays. It don't be on time usually, you know, because they be going live and shit. My life ain't set up like that. But if I gotta work on a deck or something, I'll throw it on. But according to him, fuck, we was talking about what, Robin? Shit, I'm like, I done lost my thing talking about being
a Robin and just standing on the fact that.
Yeah, so he was saying that she isn't coming back. And, you know, he knows he's like plugged in to their, you know, based off his experience in reality TV. But he was also saying that that she was making close to like 9 figures and, or is it 8?
I was like, what? 8 or 7. Yeah.
9 is at least 1 million, right? That's what, I don't know my numbers.
Ain't 7 a million?
7, I think, is 7, a million. 7, yeah. 7,
sorry, not 9, 7.
I was 7. Like, 9 is like a billion. I was like, what? Yeah.
Sorry, my math ain't math.
Robin don't deserve half a million.
Yes, but that she probably also may be doing this or staying with Juan because she feels guilty of being honestly like a catalyst for why he lost all of his money initially, because it was through a friend of theirs who basically stole it. But she was the one who was pushing, you know, the investment. Like, hey, obviously unbeknownst to her, you know, but she's trying to think like, hey, let's be smart about the money, whatever, whatever. And he ended up stealing it all. So they lost it all. So now this is like her opportunity to kind of.
But he doesn't like her. Let that, like, let he.
I'm not, no.
If he liked her, I feel like it would be like.
For you.
But it made sense.
Me, boy. You ain't even got no job. And you can't even come sit behind me and help me take some of these bullets.
Exactly. Like, give him alimony and keep it pushing. Because you also look crazy, right? There is the embarrassment. I'm not going to act like it's not embarrassing to this for as long as you've been on the show, you guys lived in this house together, but you weren't together. And we saw this relationship play out. Then you finally get to the point where you do get engaged. And then the mm-hmm. wedding was drawn out. Now you finally have the wedding. And now it's like you're doing all these things with other women. I'm not going to sit up here and act like it is not embarrassing, because it is. And you're trying to save face. Right. But it looks crazy, it Robin.
You saving face is being honest and being like, look, we have an arrangement. You know, right. I haven't really chose to partake in my side of the arrangement, but he can do what he want to do. Next question, please.
Next.
Right.
And there's nothing nobody could say.
At all. Like, end of story.
End of story.
If you don't want to share stuff about your arrangement or your marriage or whatever, you don't have to. So this whole thing that they're doing with her is like, oh, he was cheating, but you ain't want to talk about that, but you want to pull out my shit. We weren't filming, bitch. Like, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's still a show. It's still a production. But like, if I'm not filming, why am I talking about something you ain't know about?
Because Mama Mia pulled the cameras back out, Pooh. Okay.
Mama Mia.
The cameras.
And got that front seat because of that one.
That front seat. Yep.
Nozzle. Robin, it could be
you. Giselle came out, was like, who am I sitting next to?
Literally. I came out. Well, who's sitting here? Like, not you.
Not you, boo-boo.
Not you.
We love Grace down, but girl, we don't care about her going to college. Congrats, Grace. I seen it. On Instagram.
I was literally like, all right, like, no, seriously, what is Giselle's, now that Grace done gone to college, what is Giselle's storyline?
I what happened with the young boy from
it was not no damn real relationship.
Yeah. We didn't, it's not really given.
At all. They acted like they live 50,000 miles away. That boy is in New York and you in DC. Right. Like, it's for Potomac. Like,
you gotta come up with something. Like, come on, baby.
She can leave. Like, she can seriously leave. She has literally no.
But I think that was the warning with her second chair. It's like,
that's a warning. That's the first time somebody got demoted.
Which further tells, like, further goes back to this. These girls, they're the clicky group, right? Like, because Giselle and Karen are in a good place.
Yeah.
There's the drama. Y'all really. Yeah. To come with y'all personal stories.
Yeah.
Because what y'all thrived off of is mess.
Yeah. And Karen's the only one I feel like that can get away with not, because we don't really know. Now I'm thinking about it.
She got that DUI, baby. So we coming in hot next season.
Oh.
Yeah, she did get that DUI. Coming in real hot,
because they're going to be like, well,
Karen, why you were so drunk?
Okay. Ooh, maybe you should watch what you're drinking.
Karen's just good. I think Karen's just, she's just good for TV. I love it. You will not get me to say anything bad about Karen.
Need her to be on Traitors next season. Ooh. I don't know if y'all watch Traitors.
Hell yeah, I watched that shit. It was good.
I couldn't get into it.
That was good TV right there. That shout was out really to good Parks. TV.
Maybe I'll try that again today.
You should try that. I wish I could have binged it, but I was literally waiting week over week. That shit.
The clip.
It was like Real World, Role Rules meets reality. I was like, what?
Yes, it is.
But not you.
So to be fair, I didn't really care for the challenges portions of it. Like, it was like, I could, you know, I would use that time to scroll on Instagram or something. But when they were in the house and they were building alliances and they was killing people.
What the good part is. Okay. Yeah, because I couldn't. I told you, I need new shows, like, badly.
Yeah.
Badly.
I've been watching The Morning Show, because I just hadn't watched it, so I'm binging from season one, so I'm, like, on a ride right now.
It's good. Yeah. I've seen every episode, and I watched it, like, when they were current. It's good. Well, no, I watched the first one in the COVID, and then they're good.
Yeah, I'm on a ride right now, baby, because that Jennifer Aniston's character is just something else.
Yeah, she gets better, but she is. No. Do y'all ready to love?
No, it took me some time.
This might be the best season.
Because it's the worst cast.
It's the worst cast ever. They need to go back to the drawing board. Nephew Tommy, like, you gotta go back.
We need to go back to when you had all them niggas in one resort or something.
Yeah, everybody's unhinged. Like, Ready to Love, amazing TV.
I don't watch it anymore. Because it's the same thing. I don't know. I think I just need a little bit.
It's the same. It's these people are just unhinged. That's the only reason why it's good. It's the same season
with the dude. They actually, it became a viral moment on, I think, the Neighborhood Talk, where he was like talking about
choked or spanked.
That same season.
This young man made it to the end.
How?
He made it to the end.
But all of the bad people made it to the end, no shade. One of the dudes was like, yeah, I'm like, and he seemingly seemed like a good guy and was like, I have a lot going on with my dad. He's sick. They was like, next. They got rid of his ass.
You're out of it.
But all of the gaslighters somehow.
His name was William.
Yeah, all the gaslighters stayed.
TV show. It's not believable no more.
All the gaslighters are there. They stayed for so long. This season was
And this guy named Chaz stayed. And on paper, I understand why Chaz stayed, right? He's this guy who has his own house. He's older, attractive, and
wealthy,
you know, he's like,
as the mama said.
Wealthy. He's like working banking and that whole thing. But literally a gaslighter, and every girl liked him.
Yeah.
But he didn't have the wherewithal to make a decision as to being like, no, I like Vanessa, or no, I like, I don't know.
He Rashima had a connection with every woman on the show.
Every woman.
Every. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know what? So Ready to Love definitely needs to go back to the drawing board. But you know what needs to come off the air? BMF.
I've never watched it.
This is a Henry Hate account, okay? Take BMF off the motherfucking air. I'm done. Like, I'm off the motherfucking air. So done.
I've never seen her.
Lucille could get a little Emmy nomination. She heard her little shifty wig. Lucille be acting her ass off. But I hate Henry so much. Like, I hate her.
Henry, like, what actor? Do we know what it is?
The new villain this season.
A son.
Who?
I said a son.
I kind of like Henry. I mean, I obviously, you know, I don't like the, not you know, you always hate the villain. But I kind of like that the villain is a stud this time. This, like, I like that story.
They, because I don't know how she identified, or cannot act to save their lives. Okay. Oh. That's what irritates me. She'll be like, you're dead because I'm going to go and I'm going to kill off the whole Flannery family.
Two chains, goddamn Lala, goddamn Neo on here. We thought they was going to be acting good.
Somebody said Lala's deal gotta be up. Why is she still acting? Like, why?
I love that Lala Anthony be out here acting. Get them checks, baby.
Her face looks so different too.
It
looks so different. Every time she comes on the screen, I'd be like,
in a good way.
Not really. She does not look like herself. It's just too much.
I'm happy that she's out here working. You know, because things are expensive.
Yeah.
But I want her out of the power universe because
this not even a power universe.
You still Tommy's girl in my head because I watch every single.
I was thinking that the other day.
You still Lakeisha.
I was like, why can't she get her own role and not be Boom's wife, not be Tommy's girl? Like, somebody give my sister a role.
Henry. Now that she would have had to get in her acting.
You're bugging.
I would.
Well, I mean, you didn't like who it was, so maybe we try.
She needed to be in her acting bag, but yes,
Henry Hate account. Like, I literally saw Lex from Poor Minds. I had to retweet it. I was like, no, nobody hates Henry more than me. Like, she's like, this is a Henry Hate account.
I'm just like, what is real and what is made up? This is like ridiculous.
That's what I think. It's like, I do kind of love but hate how they every episode also will like talk about something that actually was happening, like, you know, like the redlining or you know, what happened with the Olympics and like all of that. But it's just I felt like the first season was so good, and now it's just, we actually looked it up. It's like a Vietnamese writer now. So I'm like, maybe that's the disconnect. Because there's such a disconnect from season one to this season. Like, it's drastic.
It's terrible.
Drastic. Like, I didn't know if Raising Kanan or BMF was better, right? I was like, oh my God, they're both so good. Now,
I would have never said that.
Raising Kanan didn't get good until the last three episodes for me. But again, invested in the I prefer Power Book 2. Tariq, that is the best of the Power universe.
Well, baby, you only get one more season of that. So now what?
I know. And that's really crazy. That, because As the Tejadas Turn was that was amazing TV, honey.
I couldn't take, I could not take As the Tejadas Turn. It was always Raising Kanan for me.
Always.
It was Raising Kanan. That's
the pinnacle of the Power universe. But like, and Tommy, is that gonna be it now?
But season two of Tommy, they must have heard our complaints because she was a sleeper. Okay, Dark Horse. Tommy, I was gagging every week. Was like, oh, what is going to happen next week? I was, no, Tommy was a Dark Horse, baby. I think was gagging, okay? Emmy.
I think I tweeted about it being good until like the middle because I'm like it's just me. I got poor taste.
No, it was good.
But the girls started popping out slowly. Like
Tommy was literally. I was that Monique meme right in my little paper. She's taking it. Like Tommy was.
Yeah, she's taking it.
Tommy was
and the fact
it.
That niggas don't call it Force. Y'all call it Tommy. Like, the shit is called Force.
And I was like, who? Oh, yeah, Tommy. It's Akbar. That's literally, no.
What is an Akbar?
What is an Akbar? What is an Akbar? It's so much. And then I know also the girls' basketball. I know G is heavily invested.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I'm like itching to get out of here. No shade.
That's what I said. No, I know you get to see your.
It's a funny combo, but yes, for any of the sports watchers, I've never in my life followed anything NCAA basketball related, so I'm gonna put a whole umbrella under that. I would only watch like college football here and there passively more in recent years, but I started paying attention a little bit obviously when Angel Reese came in, and because she's, you know, just a star in general, like personality wise, basketball wise, all of that. But this season has been so good. This basketball season, the players have been crazy. It's been like up in ratings and an interesting turn of events. Women's sports is rating significantly higher than men's sports.
I love that. Oh, I love that.
I love that for us. So today is we're recording on Sunday. By the time this airs, we'll know who the winner is. But we are going for Dawn, you know, the legendary coach of...
What team is she again? What team is that?
South Carolina. So she's the coach of that team. They made it to the Final Four last year, but they were eliminated. So last year, LSU, Angel Reese won. She was eliminated. They were eliminated at the... I forget what they call the 8. It's 16, and then it's 8, and then it goes down to Final Four, and then it's the championship. I forget what the 8 is. But anyway, yeah, they were eliminated. So yeah, now's the championship. Ticket prices have been through the roof. Like, it's just crazy. It's amazing. So I hope, because I still don't really watch the WNBA, but now I'm like intrigued.
It'll have some, yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of these young girls.
Sorry, I figured out.
Elite 8. Yes, thank you. Okay. Elite 8. Thank you. Thank you. I couldn't remember it.
It was going to kill me, but I figured it out.
Yes. But now that I
hope it spills over into more. Yeah, because it's like they get paid. They don't, WNBA doesn't get paid anything. And obviously it's tied to sponsorship dollars and all that. But like,
we make more than them.
Yeah, they get paid like 30, it's like 30, 40. Like they get paid nothing. It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy.
I just love the eyeballs that's about to be on the WNBA with these women that are going over there, especially Angel Reese, because obviously she just announced she's going into the draft.
Through Vogue.
Oh, wow.
Through
Vogue.
Wow. Honey, get into it.
I love that Vogue did that, right? Like that they came in for that moment to support her, because that just doesn't happen. Because going back to what I was about to say, like, I don't know the last big woman superstar WNBA player. I couldn't name it. Couldn't name him.
Lisa Leslie.
And that was the one that everyone goes to, but Lisa Leslie's been on the league for how many years
for
now?
So long. Yeah.
Right? Like, so like, you know, that is a truth to that, but it's also just shows the dynamic of just like where we should be going in terms of supporting women's sports.
Yeah.
So I love that this moment is happening.
I love to see it. I mean, you know, but shout out to Baltimore. Love me some Angel. Hate the backlash that she has gotten. And like, but I love seeing like the support of her teammates. I haven't even watched a game, but follow her. So Love Me Some Angel. I might watch it too. Well, I know. Let's go watch it.
Yes.
Well, the quote is, bring your mind back to how blessed you already are. There's always something to be grateful for. Always.
Oh my gosh. That is a word. And I'm going to tell you why that's a word. That's a word that came up today for me. I was watching Sarah Jakes Roberts Because of G. I know you'd be watching that. So I was like, let me check Sarah out. I don't normally watch women. It's okay.
I can send you some. I'm Sarah Jakes almost. I'm about to get a YouTube premium so I don't have to have ads. She's taking it. Love me some Sarah Jakes.
I loved her. And a lot of what she had to say was around like faith. And one of the quotes was, we have to pull faith from what's already been done to know what will happen in the future. A lot of times we sit back and think about like where we want to be, but we don't realize like God has brought us through so much before. And like, you got to remember the faith you've had in those moments that you look back and seem so small and minuscule, but you prayed on it.
Yeah.
And using that faith to remember that you can get through whatever this thing is in front of you.
Yes. And yeah, she's actually coming to New York and I wanted to go see. I totally forgot. I need to get my ticket. I really want to see her.
I wonder what the ticket price is for that. T, remember, who did we go see? Joe Osteen?
I think.
I love that though.
Yes. Listen, it gives combo, okay? Seeing everybody. And they're not crazy. They're like $100 or something like that. The Sarah Jakes tickets. They're really not bad.
$100. It needs to be 25. You need to be serving the people.
I know. It's that. Because to be honest, I actually thought it was going to be more. Because, you know, she does that whole three-day festival thing.
Yeah.
It's a festival. Sorry, three-day revival, I guess we can call it. And that one is definitely, she's pricey. So I was like, let me look these ticket prices up. And it was like one something or 200. Yeah, but it I wish it was 25. I think that's why I ain't pulled the trigger yet. So. Let me look that up.
And then I'm like, what's the resale on Vivid?
Right. Exactly.
That's a shame. StubHub, because you know that'd be the real money grabber.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy. It's Ticketmaster, all that shit. They better not be for the house of the Lord, though. I mean
people want to get money.
It's crazy, but all right, y'all.
All right. I love you guys.
Peace out, kiddos.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.